This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, May 31st. God's word to you today is as we ought. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John 3, verse 14, and it says, "If we love our brothers and sisters who are believers, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love is still dead." The proof that we have passed from death to life is our love for other believers. When a Christian claims not to be able to stand other Christians, it shows that the person is still in death and has not passed from death to life. Note that the Bible is not talking about the world. The Bible is talking about brothers and sisters in the faith. When Baptists cannot stand Anglicans and Pentecostals cannot stand Methodists, it is proof that they have not passed from death to life. The proof that we have passed from death to life is that we love one another. When brothers and sisters in the same unit, on the same team, have refused to greet each other, it is proof that they have not passed from death to life. When you see your brother coming through one door and you pretend not to see him, proof. This is so big. If we love our brothers and sisters, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love is still dead. It is possible to be in church and still be dead. I pray that you will pass from death to life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 1 John 3:15 says, "Anyone who hates another brother or sister is really a murderer at heart, and you know that murderers don't have eternal life within them." If you hate your brother, you cannot stand the guts of your sister. You cannot stand to be in the presence of the brethren. God's word says, eternal life is not present. Eternal life, God's life, pours love in your heart and melts all kinds of bitterness, all kinds of hatred, and all kinds of resentment in us. 1 John 3:16 says, "We know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us, so we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters." God says we ought to be able to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. I know you're thinking that is hard. Do you mean I should be able to die for a member of my unit in church? While that is the truth, and that is what the Bible says, the parallel truth also is, the only blood that is required to save anybody has been shed on the cross of Calvary already, the blood of Jesus. Just so you know, my blood and your blood cannot save an ant. What the Lord is saying is, we should be selfless and sacrificial to the needs of the people we are doing life with. If need be, lay down your lives for them. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I will live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ, and my love will be proof that I have passed from death to life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.